Therefore,
Naha,
of us,
Vavan,
your good self, Vai,
certainly,
Bhagavat, in relation with the personality of
Godhead,
Pradanaha, chiefly,
Mahattama,
the greatest of all greats.
Ekanta,
exclusively. Parayanasya,
of the shelter.
Hareke,
of the Lord.
Udaram,
impartial.
Charitam,
activities.
Vishuddham,
transcendental.
Vishushatam,
those who are receptive.
Naha,
ourselves.
Vitanotu,
kindly describe.
Vidvan,
O learned one.
So,
translation.
O Suta Goswami, you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord because the personality of Godhead is your chief object of service. Therefore, please describe to us the pastimes of the Lord, which are above all material conception. For we are anxious to receive such messages. You can repeat.
O Suta Goswami,
you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord.
You are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord.
Because the personality of Godhead,
is your chief object of service.
Therefore, please describe to us
the pastimes of the Lord,
which are above all material conception.
For we are anxious to receive
such messages.
So, purport praise, divine grace,
A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
The speaker on the transcendental activities of the Lord should have only one object of worship and service, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the audience for such topics should be anxious to hear about him. When such a combination is possible, namely a qualified speaker and a qualified audience, it is then and there very much congenial to continue discourses on the transcendence. Professional speakers and a materially absorbed audience cannot derive real benefit from such discourses. Professional speakers make a show of Bhagavat Saptaha for the sake of family maintenance. And the materially disposed audience hears such discourses of Bhagavad Saptaha for some material benefit, namely religiosity, wealth, gratification of the senses, or liberation. Such Bhagavadam discourses are not purified from the contamination of the material qualities, but the discourses between the saints of Naimisharanya and Sri Suta Goswami are on the transcendental level. There is no motive for material gain in such discourses, and limited transcendental pleasure is relished both by the audience and by the speaker, and therefore they can continue the topics for many thousands of years. Now, Bhagavad Saptahas are held for 7 days only, and after finishing the show, both the audience and the speaker become engaged in material activities as usual. They can do so because the speaker is not Bhagavad Pradhana, and the audience is not Shushushitam, as explained above. So, Tanno Bhavanvai Bhagavat Pratano Mahattamai Kanta Parayanasya Hare Rudaram Chatitam Vishudham Shushushitam No Vitano to Vidvan. So, Omagana Timidanda Shah. Dananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, for those of you who don't know what Bhagavad Saptahas are, because we have some newer devotees here, Saptaha, of course, refers to seven. And it's in relationship this salmon is in relationship to Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was a great king, just to give a summary, and he was cursed to die in 7 days because he was offended a small brahmana, a brahmana's small son, whose name was Sringi, and because he had taken a snake, a dead snake, and put it around the head of this young boy's father. And this is a pastime of the Lord. Normally, pure devotees don't do that. They don't take snakes and put around people's necks, even if they're hungry or thirsty. But, you know, this is a pastime of the Lord. Just take it like that. It's not that he was in Maya, hungry, controlled by hunger or thirst. So, anyway, so he was cursed to die in 7 days by the bite of a snake bird, a takshaka. And so, instead of taking some remedial measure, like most of us would do, isn't there some mantra I can chant? Some gem I can wear on my finger. Isn't we go to the astrologers?
Navaratna,
it's called. What gem should I wear to counteract that? And so you see some nice devotees with rings on all their fingers, or some of the fingers, and they're counteracting it, and they're performing this puja and that puja. Oh my God! I remember an astrologer once predicted, several astrologers predicted I was supposed to die when I was 55. So I didn't do any sacrifices, believe me. I was just counting down the days, you know. When do I get to go back to Godhead? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. It was like a rocket that never blasted off. You know, sometimes you see these rockets at Cape Canaveral. In the old days, they ignite it and it just goes, bleh, poof. So it was like that, you know, 55. What happened? I didn't die. Or maybe I am dead and I just haven't realized it yet. Or maybe my material life has died. You know, there's so many ways to interpret astrology, actually. You know, someone said, one year, many astrologers said, this is going to be the worst year of your life. This is actually the best year of my life. I had more realization that year than any other year. They said, well, what about Rahu? What about your Saturn period? Well, actually, I'll tell you an interesting story about Saturn. It has nothing to do with this verse. And Hanuman. Once upon a time, Hanuman is the monkey soldier that assisted Lord Ram. So once upon a time, Hanuman was approached by Saturn, and Saturn said, it's your time. Everybody knows that, you know, Shani, the period you're supposed to have when everything goes wrong. What's that rule? If something can go wrong, it will go wrong.
Murphy's Law.
So if something's going to go wrong, it will go wrong. So Hanuman was approached. Saturn said, yeah, it's your time, Hanuman. Hanuman said, I accept gladly. Please sit on my head. You know, go affect me, sit on my head. So Hanuman was very intelligent. And what he did is he put a lot of mountains on his head too, on top of Saturn. This is an interesting story. And so Saturn was basically had his own Saturn period. You understand? He was a pretty mature ass. And he said, Hanuman, how could you do this? And Hanuman said, all right, if you agree just to bother me for a few seconds, then I'll let you go. So the moral, the moral of the story is, if you worship Hanuman, devotees. Hanuman is a pure devotee of the Lord. And the devotees of the Lord and worship Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, you don't have to worry about those things. And sometimes inauspicious things becomes auspicious. Anyway, getting back to the story of Maharaj Parikshit, he just accepted this